Oh, no.
My son Diego was born April 6th at 9:39 in the morning.
No pasa nada. No pasa nada.
Mysteriously, he really likes AC/DC and long warm baths. We're both healthy, and after my tubal ligation 3 weeks ago, I am officially out of the reproductive ranks. Despite the academic disruption caused by the pandemic, my first grader Bobby is reading and doing math at second grade levels, thanks to her teachers. She's also just discovered new friends in the neighborhood. My former clients still text me pictures of their babies or sometimes send me bendiciones. I still feel guilty for leaving them, especially the young moms. I think it's a feeling I'm just going to have to manage because it isn't going away. This summer, I'm taking a class as part of my MFA at Butler on how to use English to write revolution when it is, after all, a tool of colonialism. I try not to think too much about how I will pay back my student loans or what a long shot it is to work in publishing.
No, 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 no.
When my mind wanders to these big, looming questions, I try to ground myself in the present. My kids help with that.
Do patty cake, you ready? Ooh. Patty cake, patty cake. Baker's your man. Won't you bake me your cake? Just as fast as you can, you gotta roll it up. You gotta pat it out. You gotta mark it with a D. And then you throw it in the oven for Diego and me.